Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:43 British summer time. Well, this has been a very eventful day, and there have been a couple of fairly big themes in here today. The first of those is oil. Oil's currently down $2.28, and as you can imagine, that is having quite a marked impact on the equity markets. The other main theme that we have is the dollar, and that has posted quite a good rally in here today. In the dollar index, we do have that overhead resistance at 90, but within the overall trend, it still does have those progression of rising lows. So we can't really say that that rally in the dollar index is quite over, but we would say that it does have to prove itself by going through that 90, but it does remain for the bears to prove. As regards oil, this really is quite a large dynamic on the downside from what was a fairly extended level over 60, as mentioned by David yesterday, that it was going to have some difficulty staying over the $60 level, and that certainly has come to bear today. But with these two issues coming to a head here today, with oil coming down and the dollar index reasserting itself after two relatively big down days over the last couple of days, that is having quite a large effect on the commodity markets and on the equity markets. Looking at the equity markets first, the S&P is currently up at 937. So that's pretty much cancelled out the last 2 days trading. It does still have quite a ways to go to get back up to that 1220 level. On the well, for those of us who are bearish of equities, the move on the Nasdaq has been comparatively small. It's currently up, just looking at the chart of the Nasdaq 100, it's currently sitting at 1507. That's up 13.5, but that really is quite a small move from that downward dynamic we saw 3 days ago coming down from 1550. So that really does have quite a long way to go up. The equity market moves really were anticipated this morning by the upward moves we saw in Australia and New Zealand, which had relatively good up days, and Japan was also quite strong. It was up almost 1%, it was up nearly 100 points. So the equity markets are definitely being supported by this weakness in the oil price. As long as we see this continued weakness, that will at least that will support the equity markets, at least in the short term. But there really are quite a few other problems that are facing the equity markets. Another boost that they got today too was the very good numbers that came out in the consumer confidence. They came out above expectations. That didn't really have a huge impact on bonds, at least very quickly. Now they're currently down, the 30-year Treasury is down 26 points at the moment, 118.14. But considering the kind of moves that we've seen in this pattern recently, 26 points isn't really a huge number. On the bunds, it's down 0.4 of a point to 123.19. So these government bonds really maintaining, really staying very, very strong. Moving into some of the other commodities, natural gas was also very weak today. That has been leading on the downside, and it's currently sitting at 7.08 in the August contract. Gold is also quite weak in here. That's to do with the dollar strength, obviously, and that's down 3.55 at 4.36. Platinum, its low of the day was at 8.82, and it's currently sitting at 8.85.6, down 6.7 on the day. So that still is maintaining that upward break, but really making quite heavy weather of it. Then some of these other the industrial commodities are relatively steady. Soybeans is getting hit very hard in here again today. This is a second blow to this short-term uptrend that we've seen. It's down 32 and three quarters at 683. So that really is getting thumped quite hard. Cotton, which also had quite a good upward dynamic last, well, about 2 weeks ago, is also having quite a hard time of it in here as well today. So this dollar strength really is having quite an impact on the commodities in general. As we said, the dollar index is more than likely going to see some resistance up there at 90, but we definitely not over yet. So once we do see some sign that this rally in the dollar is over, that will more than likely help the commodity markets quite a lot, but again, that hasn't been seen quite yet. And that really is the main thing that's been happening today. If you have any questions or there's anything at all you need, just don't hesitate to contact me or send me an email. Thank you very much for your time.